"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Well, we'll keep an eye tomorrow on the Los Angeles City Council. They're going to do their meeting virtually. That is online. That's the word for this week due to last week's disruptions. People will still be able to do public comment. It just won't be in person. So they'll have to appear in some sort of a waiting room. And
face the wrath of the people.
Now, Gil Cedillo and Kevin DeLeon, as of this moment, have not resigned the Los Angeles City Council. The move today from the acting council president, Mitchell Farrell, was to strip them of their committee assignments. They apparently had assignments that included, here's graft, real estate development, housing, homelessness, and other issues.
That's how you make the money. Real estate development?
Yeah,
that's where the money
that's
is.
That's what brought down Mitch Englander.
And Jose Huizar.
Jose Huizar in trouble. Yeah. Right. Ridley Thomas is only involved in contracts with USC. Let's bring on Daniel Gus from the Gus Report to talk more about today's development and what's going on there.
Daniel, how are you?
Long time, guys. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, look, it's been almost a week here. If those two haven't resigned in a week, they're not going to.
They are not going to, and they have no motivation to do that. Cedillo's out in a month or two, and DeLeon hasn't committed a crime, and there is no mechanism to remove him. He's unemployable, in my opinion, so why not collect a $400,000 over the next couple of years? I'm not even sure if it's possible to buy him out of that. I don't even think that's legal. But he's not going anywhere, and Cedillo will disappear quietly on his own in a few months. But it is quite a situation.
So they still will get paid, even though they've been stripped of committee appearances.
Oh yeah, this was a purely public relations thing. Stripping them of their committee assignments means nothing. It's purely symbolic, and as though DeLeon would be able to do anything, or Cedillo in the housing committee, that they wouldn't be able to have a meeting if they were there. And the fact that they're losing their committee meeting, it's purely symbolic. It doesn't impact their benefits. It doesn't impact their salary, which is north of $200,000 a year.
Now, Steve Gregory was on a few hours ago, and he said that they're looking into a provision where if you're barred from serving on a committee, you're not really an active member, and then you can't vote on anything. Is that possible?
I will defer to Steve. He is in the sticks with these public records as I am. I don't know if that's true or not, but if Steve is saying that, my inclination is to trust what he tells us.
Because I wonder, is DeLeon just going to sit there and not do anything for 2 years?
Well, he's been doing that for 2 years. I wrote a column.
He ran a very active campaign for mayor. And before that, governor. And before that, senator.
Yeah, he really didn't want to be a councilman. He just wanted to use it as the launch to mayor.
Absolutely. That is 100% truth. I wrote a story during the pandemic how he sat there on Zoom, no sense of self-awareness, eating bowl after bowl of cereal on camera. He doesn't give a crap about being a council member. It's a great gig to have while you're trying to become a mayor that you don't deserve to be. He's happy. He's not happy with the situation, but he's happy to collect the check.
We played his Pledge of Allegiance about 25 times. That's one of my all-time favorite clips.
So they're not allowed to come on Zoom tomorrow, these two. So they're really just going to be sidelined, but still get paid.
Yeah. Why not? Sadio's going into retirement, one would assume, unless he was planning on doing something post-career like lobbying. And De Leon has nowhere to go, and he's unemployable, in my opinion. And just a reminder, to clarify, these guys are guilty of only having bad judgment. They haven't broken the law. And, John, you've made great points about that. They are being guilt by association, and for you made a very good point last week that they are thrown into this for things that they did not say. That's a very, very good point you made.
Yeah, right. They should have corrected Nuri Martinez or told her to not say that or something.
I don't want to be judged for all the things I didn't say when I was in a room with somebody who was being nasty.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean, that's the new standard. I'm checking out of life here. I mean, because otherwise you're supposed to get into a fist fight with all your coworkers and friends who are ruder than you are. I mean, that's not doable.
Exactly. Even if they were literally telling us, and trust me, that was real Nuri Martinez. That was really who she is, except that her mind is set in 1822 rather than 2022.
Can I ask you, like, specifically about De Leon, because Cedillo, you know, is going to be leaving very soon anyway. Yeah. The 25,000 people who voted for him, I looked it up. Do they care about this? Because the activists are their own species. But what about the people in those neighborhoods that voted for him? Are they worked up too?
I would assume that they are. I haven't pressed the flesh with them in this insane week we've had. But they were sold a bill of goods by the media. And by the media, I mean the Los Angeles Times, the Los Angeles Times editorial board, and every TV station in the city that basically parrots what the Times says. So these are good, hardworking first, second, third generation immigrant communities, and they were sold a bill of goods that if they were allowed to judge these things on their own, they would have seen that this guy has been a charlatan for the entirety of his career. He was, just like with Nuri Martinez, it's all about ethnicity and gender rather than quals. And he rose to those levels. She rose to these levels. So my sentiment for my friends who are in that part of Los Angeles is that, they're pissed because they were sold a bill of goods. By the way, they were pissed off before this scandal broke. This guy has not delivered anything that he said he would. He sits there and just votes along to get along. And so they were pissed off before the scandal broke, but I'm sure this is just the final straw.
Now let's talk about what might be coming next with more scandals concerning this LA City Council. There's a name in NY. I looked it up. Apparently, you know, this FBI corruption probe into this whole developer situation. Mm-hmm. There was a current Price's name has been floated about, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were to take a sawbuck and put it on the person who I think, I'm not saying it's going to happen, put a sawbuck down on who I think is going to be indicted next, I can't think of anybody who's likelier than Curran Price of what they call the new ninth district of the city of Los Angeles. It could be related to the Chinese development things. It could be related to claims he made while he was married to two women while denying it to the LA Times. It could be.
He wants to be the next council president.
If that doesn't typify the lunacy of that, one flew over the cuckoo's nest we call City Hall, you'd think that this guy, Curran Price, would have learned a lesson by now. Holy smokes, I dodged a bullet on this and on that, but now he's putting himself front and center. He's 71, 72 years old. my God, why would you want more of the spotlight on you now after all the bullets you've dodged over the past few years since I've been covering this guy? That is the degree of delusion in City Hall.
Well, the Times calls him or describes him as a coalition builder. And that's what we need now, Daniel, is a coalition builder.
They get behind every crook in politics, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Ask the black residents of the 9th District who's getting a lot of these programs, this universal basic income, or these other things that are going on in the city. Ask the residents of the new 9th District, but by the way, which they used to call South L.A. because they figured people would believe it's called the new 9th. Ask them who's actually getting the benefits. You'll actually find it's a lot of the Latino residents and the shifting demographics. It's absolutely insane. I can't figure out why he would want the spotlight on himself at this time for a few months. I don't get it.
All right, Daniel, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Anytime you need me, guys, I'll be here.
All right, the Gus Report, Daniel Gus with the latest on City Hall. By the way, current Price's district is 78% Latino, so that's why they think he's a coalition builder, because he got elected.
Well, see, that's the big fight, because the Latinos are 50% of the city, and the plan that they were hatching during the tape-recorded meeting
was to get more council seats.
Right, because they only have 4 of the 15. So if you're doing a numerical calculation, they should have 7 or 8.
Well, they're going to move up, at least, because I think Mitch O'Farrell is going to lose to a Latino.
Mm-hmm.
Hugo Solo Martinez, who we talked about last week, who could be behind the audio recording leak. More coming up. Oh, as soon as we come back, first order of business is the possibility of winning some money with the cash contest back, the inflation bonus, the keyword, you'll hear it. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, is our tiny newswoman here?
Yes, she is.
I want to back up the show 5 minutes. You read a headline, people may be getting 2 ballots mailed to them?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It was a mistake, a duplicate.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. I smell a scandal.
Election fraud.
Exactly. Who were these people? Woke voters? So they could vote twice?
How many? Do they know how many?
They don't.
Uh-oh.
It just said some.
Could be unlimited.
John's right. If they don't have a handle on how many. Mm. And what are they doing about it?
They're telling people that you may get 2 ballots.
Yeah, but how are they going to correct if they vote twice? Are they going to be able to pull those people's names out and make sure they didn't vote twice?
I don't like this. Oh, I don't know.
I only got one.
The election suspect.
Yeah, I only got one. So far, I've only gotten one, that is.
It's a suspect election. There you go.
Yeah, let's cancel it.
Can't trust the results.
Newsom has to leave. Newman.
Newman.
Newman, get out. Alfred E. Newman or Newman from Seinfeld. By the way, in case you missed it, it's exciting news. California's state of emergency over COVID will end in February.
Of 2027.
Oh, is that the update?
Yes, February 2027, he's ending the emergency.
Oh, wow, that's a long emergency.
Yeah, well.
By then, we'll probably have some other viral
case. I'm sure we'll have all kinds of pandemics. No, actually, 2023.
So if you get 2 ballots, do the right thing, right? Just send
here, I have some more info. So about 5,000 duplicate ballots were distributed to absentee voters in Canyon Lake, Menifee, Marietta, Wildomar, and Winchester. It was a computer system error, which has been fixed.
Uh-oh. Well.
And that list sounds like it's all over the map, right? Am I right?
No other details were disclosed.
The election is tainted.
Yeah, we have to cancel it and start over.
Yeah.
Well, the first ballot that they get will be processed, and the second would be automatically voided, according to
the registrar
of voters.
Is this L.A. County,
no,
you're saying?
No. This is Riverside County.
Yeah.
Oh, Riverside County.
Yes.
Okay, that's where it happened.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll keep an eye on that story. We were talking about the Los Angeles City Council. The development today is that the 2 city council members who have not resigned, that is Gil Cedillo and Kevin DeLeon, coming out of the leaked audio recording of them with Nuri Martinez and the labor hack, talking about redistricting issues, but really getting very personal. They got stripped of their committee appointments. So I have a little more details. John, you'll be impressed to know that Kevin DeLeon is the head of the council's Homelessness and Poverty Committee, and which, as the Times writes here, has been grappling. That's the word they use, grappling. Grappling with the city's response to the homelessness crisis.
Did they really use grappling? Because
they did, yes.
They had grappling in two of the headlines on their front page.
No, this is a story that we got today at 1:27 p.m. by David Zanheiser.
Look at this. Oh, here it is. L.A. Latinos grapple with familiar colorism.
Yeah, they just love four or five words in every article with emotional bent.
And then they have
roiling and rocking and grappling
and reeling.
Reeling, right.
And then here's the second one. Latino media grapples with how to cover the scandal. Everything is grappling.
It's grappling. I don't think of wrestling when I think of grappling.
That's what it is, yeah.
It's kind of, right, literal grappling.
Yeah, so everyone, and I saw today out in the street. I was driving around. People were in the street. They were wrestling. I saw the Latino media wrestling in the streets.
Literally.
I saw people wrestling over colorism. I didn't know what was going on.
Now, apparently De Leon's also on the powerful Budget and Finance Committee. Stripped. Cedillo is chair of the Housing Committee. That's going well, too.
I can't.
And he's also on some committee that reviews and approves major development projects. Oh, see, that's suspicious.
You know what? I'm sure this is part of it. I can't prove it. But the two of them are probably saying, F the rest of you on the council. All of you talk like this. I've heard you all talk like this. You're lucky I don't hold a press conference and out the whole lot of you.
Oh, and in answer to what we learned from Steve Gregory earlier in the show, that there's a requirement that every council member sit on at least one committee. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping them. Cedillo and De Leon will stay on the 5-member Board of Referred Powers. A committee that rarely meets. Oh. O'Farrell said, we'll do that. So they're in compliance with the city charter that they stay on one committee.
I see. So they're required to be on one committee.
Yes, if they're still in the council, you have to put them on at least one committee. This is their answer. Let's put them on the nothing committee.
That's a nonsense committee.
The Board of Referred Powers. I don't even know what that means.
All right, I got to look that up.
All right, look up Los Angeles City Board of Referred
Board
Powers.
Board of Referred Powers.
It's a 5-member committee.
Boy, there's got to be something corrupt about it, right? Because it's something that nobody understands. Board of Referred.
And here's another good Times word, turbulent. This is a turbulent time for the council.
You know what? You know what's funny? Is you read all these apocalyptic headlines in the LA Times, right? We're rocking and reeling and roiling and we're grappling. And then everybody I know is laughing at all this. Everybody thinks this is funny that you have all these woke holes turning on each other and declaring war on each other.
Oh, yeah, because they are the idiots like we thought they were.
Right, exactly. But everybody on the outside said, well, what do you expect? Everybody I know says, well, what do you expect from a bunch of idiots like this? But instead, through the LA Times prism, we're all grappling and recoiling and... All right, wait a second.
Reeling. I like reeling.
I see people tumbling backwards down the street. Let me see here.
Doesn't say much.
I'm looking. It says, the Board of Referred Powers shall consist of 5 members from the city council. And the what do they do? It doesn't say what they do, because it says here's what allows you to be a member, and then what can disqualify you, and then the meetings that you have. Oh, the jurisdiction. I don't know.
No.
I can't tell. They have a time period where they have to act, and that's the it's all this legal gobbledygook. It's like when other committees refer a matter to the Board of Referred Powers, then they act upon the referred matter.
Oh.
I don't know. This sounds funky to me, doesn't it?
All right. We got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Oh, creature headline. First 8 cases of avian flu have been detected in wild birds in Los Angeles County.
Oh, my God. Where's my mask? Get me my mask.
3 Canadian geese. Could that be that bird that was in the stadium field at Dodger Stadium last week?
Maybe that's why it dropped to the ground.
Somebody speculated it could be suffering from avian flu. That's why it was disoriented and a little bit woozy.
Yeah. That was...
A black-crowned night heron in Long Beach, 3 Canadian geese in the city of L.A., and 1 Canadian goose in Cerritos.
Well, how do they find these birds? They find them like
They're probably not doing well, and they take them in and they can test them.
Is there some testing center they fly to? Or?
Well, no. The county's released this, so the health department must have an animal division.
Something we can catch, or is this...
They think that the risk of transmission to people is very low.
Oh, that's how
they put
okay.
it in this press right. release.
Okay.
But the birds shed the virus in bodily fluids, respiratory droplets, mucus, saliva, feces.
Could poop on you flying by, sure.
Yes. And it does spread from direct bird-to-bird contact. So this is sort of like their version of COVID.
Bird-to-bird contact.
But Deborah Mark, you know what this means? It could lead to a whole lot of chickens being killed.
Better not.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do They do mass murder of avian flu chickens.
Yeah, they have
chickens.
To cull the... Right, they call it cull.
Cull. Which is...
Let's hope
softens the
mass
blow.
Death is what it is.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this. Because there was a story in the Times 2 weeks ago that a new avian flu was coming to LA County, so this is the first official case.
It's always something.
Yeah, it is. One thing after another,
Jeez. Sorry about that. I could change the show one day to all good things, and you would act like, you know, you could just be oblivious
nice.
To this stuff. Yeah. Just be, you know, ignorance is bliss. You don't know anything about these sad stories.
I just don't want to hear about viruses anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I really don't. I don't want to hear about vaccines and shots and all of it.
But what about that story we did earlier that Boston University is researching how to make COVID deadly?
Yeah, why?
John, explain that.
Huh?
It's a weapon. That's what John
It's
explained.
A weapon. These are bioweapons. The government funds this stuff. Why else would you make a virus that is 80% deadly? It is a combination, I think, of the original COVID virus and the Omicron. They merged it together. It killed 80% of the mice.
Right.
Yeah, they played around with the spike protein. And
why do we have to play around with stuff like that?
Because John's right. They're looking for a new way to do battle.
Great.
And if they have a bioweapon like a nasty virus.
It's the same reason that they make nuclear weapons.
And then it escapes that lab, and then we're all in big trouble by mistake.
Yeah, one doofus trips mm-hmm. on a shoelace.
Yeah.
And then we're all to 80% kill rate. I mean, that's...
I told you a great use would be to get one of our spies who finds his way into Russia. He goes to the Kremlin and drops the virus in the hallway. And that's it. Putin goes down and everyone goes down. And maybe the Ukraine nightmare ends. Who knows?
You know, I think they do weird laboratory stuff up at Berkeley, too. From what I
weird
understand.
Laboratory.
Well, yeah. No, like medical research.
Really?
No, I'm not just teasing you about it.
Okay, I thought you were
I'm
teasing
serious.
Me. Okay.
No. I can't talk about it, but they have a lot of research going on and they have a lot of secret buildings there and Ooh. They have for many, many decades. Yeah. And there's been military, research going on up there and medical research and a lot of unspeakable things go on in those buildings.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Well, here we go again. This just happened this morning in Long Beach. We have one person dead, three others injured, a series of stabbings. The suspect they arrested is a vagrant. A woman was found with multiple stab wounds to her upper body at 5:30 this morning on Atlantic Avenue. She died at a hospital. They have not released her name. An hour later, a man was found with similar upper body stab wounds on Olive Avenue. He's expected to survive. And then two more men. Stab wounds to their upper bodies at Ocean Boulevard in Fourth Place. There they found a man believed to be homeless with the knife, took him into custody. They want to determine how much he's responsible for these stabbings because they have to still do the forensics to put this together, but it's probably a good guess that this is the
stabber. Did you see
the
opening line to this story from Fox LA?
Oh, no, I don't have that version.
This is a classic. A man believed to be experiencing homelessness who was in possession of a knife.
So they don't want you to judge.
You could say homeless guy with a knife, right? But
yeah.
Instead it got stretched out. A man believed to be experiencing homelessness who is in possession of a knife. I mean, how many words is that? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 words.
It's a very carefully worded.
This is.
I'm surprised because Fox 11's usually they're out in front with a lot of these stories. Like the poor woman that got stabbed in the head with scissors last week.
Yeah, I know. No, they need an editor there. You don't need 14 words for that. I think you could have done that in 6.
How long is this going to go on? Right, mental homeless people in the streets with weapons, and we just
we've had so many.
Turn the page. Next, give me the next crime story.
We've had so many killed, right? And so many innocent people killed in very brutal ways, like Breonna Kupfer in the furniture store.
That's right,
right?
Yeah.
Being stabbed to death. She was stabbed many, many, many
times. And the poor woman that was knocked down at the bus stop in downtown LA, the nurse.
So there seems to be no limit to the number of innocent people who have to suffer terrible death.
I remember a couple of years ago, it's already been probably 3 or 4. Remember the guy that was pushed in front of the bus in downtown LA by a vagrant who went nuts?
Yeah. It's a total breakdown of just basic human decency in the city. Not just the homeless people who are psychotic, right? They really can't help themselves. The drugs have fried their brain, or they got schizophrenia, right? But everybody else, all the regular people, the innocent people, all the people you see walking around staring at their screens, nobody cares anymore about the deaths of the innocent. It's fascinating. Never seen this in my life anywhere. There have always been crime waves that go on, but always after a crime wave, and it's usually because of bad policy, people say, all right, enough. This is really horrific to deal with. And so we are going to get the laws changed. We're going to get the representatives changed, whatever it takes, right? And then, you know, in a short time, things are realigned. Not this time. Not yet, at least.
All right. Well, one quick animal story for you, Deborah Mark.
And okay.
It mostly has a happy ending. Apparently in Whittier, there was a man on horseback who they thought was inebriated. He was in traffic with the horse, and they tried to pull him over, and there was a chase. What, did he have to yell giddy up to get the horse to try to run from the cops? Or
I guess so. You're kicking the poor horse. Hurry
there's
up,
a cute
hurry
picture
up
of the horse. He's at the police station, and he looks very sweet being fed.
So he's fine.
He's fine. Eventually, I guess they pulled over. Yeah, the rider surrendered, taken into custody.
I hope the horse...
cops just saw the horse and the guy and decided something's not right here.
I hope the horse doesn't belong to this guy.
Yeah, the horse is at the Whittier police station where it's getting lots of love. Yeah, I don't know who owns it. Yeah, that's a good question.
That guy doesn't deserve it.
No, no. Not about that. You cannot, even on a horse, drive inebriated. It's still a DUI because the horse could run into people. Yes, because the horse could do damage to itself or to people that might be pedestrians. Yes.
Right.
Sure. You want to get sat on by a horse or jumped on?
It's more like RUI. Riding under the influence.
Good point. All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right. A story like this pops up every now and then, but the woman behind this is actually from Australia and she's considered a commentator with, you know, Twitter followers, but they could all be bots. Sydney Watson is her name. She shared pictures and video of her discomfort on a recent flight with American Airlines, where she said she got squeezed between two fat people and she wants reparations. I like the way she used that word, reparations. Well, I guess she's trying to, because she's considered a conservative political commentator.
Right, a little dig there.
A little dig at the whole argument over reparations for various injustices. She came to find out what happened to me went against American Airlines' own policies regarding overweight passengers. I'd like some reparations. Apparently Southwest Airlines, I guess they still do, that you have to buy an extra seat if you're considered too large and you're going to lop over.
Yeah. Do they make that judgment at the gate?
At the gate? I don't. This was a story.
If you're hauling 450 pounds, they look at you and say, well, you got to buy that second seat now.
So this woman, this now being 2022, you can guess there was backlash for her fat shaming, for her being fattest. Is that the word they still
fattest
use? Fattest.
She didn't care, though.
No, she's trying to really amp this up so she can.
Oh, well, this is her moment here.
Yeah, really.
But here she says, this is absolutely not acceptable or okay. If fat people want to be fat, fine. But it's something else entirely when I'm stuck between you with your arm rolls on my body for 3 hours.
Yeah, she called them fat rolls without my consent. Did you see the picture of her kind of wedged in there?
Yeah.
It looks like a guy's big leg is sticking over towards her.
Holy bleep. So I'm expected to only have a quarter of a seat when I fly? I just experienced getting sweat on, touched without my consent, smacked in the face, and subjected to hours of no personal space.
Yeah, there you go. Apparently, one message she got from an angry respondent was, you bleeped up conservative prejudicial B. What you said about overweight people was just ignorant and cruel. Where is your so-called conservative Christian love for others? You conservatives F up this world. F up. Oh, and then the C word came out. Wow.
I don't care if this is mean, she wrote. My entire body is currently being touched against my wishes. I can't even put the armrest down on either side because there's no effing room. I'm sick of acting like fatness to this extent is normal. Let me be assure you, it is not. If you need a seatbelt extender, you are too fat to be on a plane. Buy two seats or don't fly.
She calls herself Dr. Sydney Watson. She reminds me of like a Kardashian with the long hair. And
yeah, well, this is her moment. She's gonna
milk this reparations.
She'll probably have a show on Fox by the end of the week.
I love it.
We've got, Neil Saavedra. I was going to say you don't look like Tim Conway.
No, I just heard fat guy and all that stuff, and I ran in. I thought you guys needed an expert. I'm like, hey, nobody wants your skinny ass oozing on them either, lady. I got rights.
Do you still fit in one seat?
Is you know what? The last time I was on a plane, I did. Yeah. God only knows now. It's been the pandemic.
I think that's the sign. When you lop over.
Are you saying you ate your way through the pandemic?
Here's the sign, and I'm wearing them right now. Here's the sign.
Yeah.
If you move to shoelaceless shoes. why? Because it's like you're 2,000 leagues under the sea every time you bend over to tie them, and your head's going to explode, so you switch to slip-on shoes. That's the sign.
Oh, that's the sign.
That's the limit.
So you've received that sign?
No, but I don't normally wear them except around the house.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I'm wearing them right now, guilty as charged. I'm not going to fight it. It's not like I could talk you out of seeing me as a big guy. Right. I'm not you, the Mesmer coin.
Right.
You
yes.
Look into my eye.
You are what you are.
I'm thin like in 96 when I got here. Hey, what's the weirdest thing you've ever, foreign object you ever had removed from you? Anyone? Bueller?
Can't talk about that.
No, what? Deborah was pissed. I remember that. And then the plunger with mom.
All right, the plunger.
Yeah.
No, I have never had a foreign object inserted into anything.
I'm not saying something happens. I don't know.
Yeah, something could have happened.
I get a large splinter.
Inhaled something weird.
I didn't swallow anything that I can think of. No.
I thought you went to college even for a little bit.
Huh? Not very little bit.
Yeah. Never were a Boy Scout. Nothing. Okay. Coming up on filling in for Tim Conway Jr. tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, Steve's coming on telling us what's going on in the City Hall. And I got to tell you, as far as politicians go, I've been a tiny bit impressed by O'Farrell at least putting a little foot down and saying, you know, it's like I'm pretty proud of him. He's my guy, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's as funny as Cedillo and De Leon are basically giving him the finger. It's like, no.
Yeah, but he keeps pushing. He goes, I'm going to take you off these, and now you got this stupid thing that, you know, council or whatever group that you have to do that does nothing. And Gil Cedillo, he just backs out, and he's fine. But the other guy, I think they say, here's the test. Here is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you can get through this,
you can stay.
Then you get to stay. And he'll be like, I'm out.
That's right.
That'll do too hard.
Oh, anal thermometer. My mom was big on that.
I've heard you mention that.
Yes.
And I think she was just kind of stretching it for the plunger. She was prepping
just
you.
Prepping them?
Yeah, slowly. You were being, grooming?
Wow. Grooming.
Was she grooming you?
Yes, I don't know.
You have the weirdest ass life.
I know.
I think your anger towards immigrants comes from your anger towards your parents. They were the first immigrants you hated. Ken, back me up on this.
He met them.
I don't want to be like De Leon and Cedillo, so I will withdraw from the conversation.
He's leading the fifth on his own damn show.
That's right. Yes.
Neil Saavedra's in next for Conway. KFI. What is it? KFI and KOSD 82 Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.